Hello everyone, what's up? Welcome to Elmayo Nalika. Kwaba, Wezo, Obaobake to the coolest podcast in town, where we dive deep into media and information literacy education. But hey, before we kick things off, let's do a quick check-in, shall we? How is everyone feeling today? Are you excited? Broken? Maybe a little hungry for some media nuggets? Drop me a comment and let me know. I go by the name Emmanuel Asmeni, and I welcome you to the very first episode on MIL Knowledge Hub. In this episode, I shed light on MIL and why it's important in today's digital age, the purposes of media messages, and why we even need to pay attention to the content we consume on a daily basis. Later on, I have some young people share their experiences with us on the opportunities and challenges with MIL. So I mean, this episode is packed, and I'm super excited to have you tune in. Let's do this. Guys, let me ask, have you had moments where you went like, is this rumor going around really about me? How come I didn't even know this about myself? That's laughable, right? Guys, I don't know if you get this picture I'm trying to paint here. So there is a rumor going around in the office, and you yourself, it comes to you, or you hear about it, or you are being told about it by someone, and you are wondering if the content of that rumor is indeed about you. That is laughable, right? Well, that can pass as misinformation or disinformation. What do you do when you find yourself in this kind of situation? Wait, hold on, folks. Are you even aware of these phenomena called mis or disinformation? And what are the necessary steps needed to navigate the digital environment? So let me share a personal story with you. A few weeks ago, I was on Twitter scrolling through my feed, and there were two particular tweets from two different people that caught my attention. One person tweeted a flyer which had the inscription, and I quote, "Don't compare filthy free SHS beneficiaries to my children." And this is alleged to have been said by former president John Mahama in response to the NPP. And there was another tweet from a different person with a flyer with the caption, "The rich people also deserve scholarship. Let the poor take care of the poor. Scholarships are meant for NPP members. The rest don't matter because we control political power." And this is alleged to have been said by Miracles Abuaje of the NPP. That's interesting, right? So immediately I finished reading this, I had to pause, reflect on what I have read, and I kept thinking, did these people really say this, and could this be true? Well, the skill I demonstrated was an MIL skill, and it takes just a few, particularly those who have received some form of MIL training, to use it. I kept pondering over what I read and asked myself, what about those who haven't had any form of media literacy education? How would they receive this news, and would they take it as true or false? And why is it important to equip young ones with media and information literacy education, particularly in this digital age? Before I let the cat out of the bag on what media and information literacy is all about, let's hear from some young people on what they make of MIL, and if they've even heard about it, and how they are safeguarding themselves in this digital era.
Yeah, I've heard about MIL. I think it was somewhere in 2023. Some people came to our school during our SIC week to speak to us, and they told us that MIL is a media information literacy. and typically they take us through what MIL is, how to dispel misinformation and disinformation, and how to also identify fake news. So those are some of the things that they speak to us about. And I think that moving forward, it has helped me to be able to identify fake news and also know which particular information is fake or original. Yeah.
Okay, so yes, I have heard about media and information literacy, and to me, media and information literacy would be one's ability to access information online, and not just access that information, but the ability to critically analyze that information that you have come across. Some of the benefits of media and information literacy to me would be that to me, it has helped me to be skeptical about information that I see online. So I make sure that I've cross-checked to be sure that it's true before I share it with others, or I actually use that information. Some of the challenges that I would say I faced after becoming a media and information literate is that there was a time a friend came across a video, right? And they insisted that the content of the video that they were looking at was true. So I took a look at the video and I realized it couldn't be entirely true. And no matter how much I tried to convince the person would not believe that the information they're seeing is not true. And I think that's a challenge, because sometimes it's hard to try to convince people that what they're seeing is not true unless they themselves have become media and information literate.
I mean, with media literacy, you are able to fact check and verify the information we consume once we are aware, especially as we are entering the election season. People will intentionally produce and circulate things on the media that are not necessarily true, but just to tarnish the reputation of others, they'll share it. So media literacy empowers you with the skills that will help you to be able to detect and then know that this information is false or not. So yes, with the help of media literacy as well, you're able to behave appropriately online. You know, as digital citizens, everything we do one way or the other affects others' decisions online. So the things we share, the things we say, every other thing we do online, one way or the other, affects other individuals. And as digital citizens, we know that you are supposed to behave responsibly. Yes, and again, media literacy helps you to effectively utilize the tools and resources that we have online for your social media posts and others.
Those are some interesting thoughts right there. Media and information literacy skills is simply that set of skills that helps us to operate within the digital environment. It's an indispensable skill, and so far as we are connected to the internet, so far as we watch television and listen to radio, these are skills we need to help us in our day-to-day lives or businesses. Having such skills can help us and empower us to understand the positive things we can do through media and digital tools. With so many channels available, we can create myriad of content like YouTube videos, blog articles, social media uploads, and podcasts like I am doing, if we have a solid understanding of media and information literacy. Given the number of hours we spend on various media channels at our disposal, you'll agree with me that sometimes we can spend 30 minutes, hours, you can't even figure it out. By the time you realize you spend so much of your time on social media, it's very addictive if you ask me. We must realize that every creator has a unique viewpoint, and content creators and authors are using subtle ways to promote agendas that might not be obvious. MIL literates are more likely to reject unvalidated biases, because when we come across such information, there's the likelihood that we are going to verify, we are going to check the date, we are going to check the source, we are going to check who posted it, we are going to check the background of who posted that information. And so some biases and stereotypes that reinforces existing inequalities, for instance, are likely to be rejected by MIL literates. Before I take leave of you, I want you to stop whatever you are doing and ask yourself this question. How much of the media I consume every day is true or factual? So like the tweet I earlier spoke about, it turned out to be fake news. But an average person who is not media literate can easily be swayed to consider such fake news to be credible. And you can imagine the havoc this will cause to society. You see, as young people, there is so much we can do with our energy. And the least is to involve ourselves in misinformation and or disinformation. It is never too late or too early to get involved in MIL education, if you ask me. Together, let's build a more resilient society free from misinformation and thank you for sticking and staying with me on today's episode, which delved into media and information literacy and why it matters in our current dispensation. Let's do this again, same time, another day on MIL Knowledge Hub. This podcast was produced by Pen Plus Bytes with funding from DW Academy. Don't forget to follow Pen Plus Bytes across all social media platforms. Until then, bye.